way that it wants to and will when it's not subjected to those thoughts. Sometimes you can even be in an atmosphere. Some of you are very susceptible to what's going on around you. Jerry spends a little bit of time in Los Angeles and realizes that he doesn't want to live there because his eyes and nose begin to run. He doesn't. The air is not as clean as he wants it to be. And his now, he would adapt to it if he would stay long enough, but he figures, why adapt to something unpleasant? And we say the same thing. Why not move yourself through the power of your thought into vibrational alignment and allow your body to thrive? So then you say, what thoughts am I thinking? And we say, right. In the same way, you don't have to do liver exercises. You don't have to ferret out the exact thought that is causing some disruption with some specific part of your body. You really don't. And it's so much less troubling when you stop trying to do that. Because when you say, I've got a problem here that I'm going to solve, even the idea of reaching for a healing is upstream, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When you say, I'm going to heal something, what's your attention on?
Your
the disease, the sickness, the problem. Mm-hmm. And so when you say, I'm going to allow well-being, it's a whole different thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So as you just begin saying things to yourself, such as, my vibrant body knows what to do, and now I know what to do, and I've been putting up with a whole lot of negative thoughts, like almost everybody else on the planet, because I didn't know the importance of downstream thoughts. I didn't realize how far out of whack I was with who I really am, because I didn't until just recently know who I really am. And now I've got this real thirst to be tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and even better, I know what to do. And I know that I'm stable. I know that I don't have any incredible imbalance. I'm appreciative of whatever medicine I'm taking that's giving me some stability. All of that is fine. And now I'm just reaching for the thoughts that feel better, the thoughts that feel better, the thoughts that feel better, coming more into alignment with every thought, really. When we first began interacting with a lot of you through our enthusiastic offering about the power of your thought, many of you became afraid of your thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to be afraid of your thoughts. You have so much leeway. You don't have to be afraid of your thoughts. Just think them until you figure out what the trend is. And when you've figured out you've got an upstream trend, then try to turn it downstream, or at least let go of the oars and it will turn on its own.
Okay.
Clear enough?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes.
Hello. I wanted to ask about channeling and resistance. You touched a bit on connecting to source energy, and I wanted to know if when I'm channeling, if I'm getting what I feel is not a clear connection. Is that to do with me and my resistance, or is it to do with who I'm with, or is it both?
Well, both is the right answer, because when you're co-creating in that way, everything is part of the mix. But if you take the time to establish your alignment, then you're going to receive clear information that is as clear as the question that's being asked. In other words, even in a gathering like this, you can feel that sometimes it's more powerful, sometimes it feels like there are more in the Abraham chorus, sometimes it's more playful, sometimes it's more frivolous. In other words, it's a changing thing. The depth and breadth of the question changes by the intensity of the asking. Once we're together for a period of time where you begin to sort of morph energetically into one another, things level out a little bit more. And so the most important thing for you is to acknowledge that you are the vortex through which it flows. You are not the asserter of it or the decider of it. You are just the vortex through which it flows. And when you release that sense of responsibility and just allow yourself to be the vortex through which it flows, then the clarity of the individual and their ability to hear is what will be responsible for what takes place. Sometimes, even healers, it's a very common experience for them. They'll feel